Matt Greenwood with you on KJF Sports Talk. Happy to be bringing you Class 4 District 1 first round action football-wise. Of course, Friday night football. I'm joined right now by DeSoto head coach Chris Johnson. It's DeSoto at Festus. It is a 4 versus a 5. DeSoto is the 5 and the road team. And again, joined by Coach Johnson here to talk about that matchup, a rematch from Week 5 of the regular season in which DeSoto went into Festus, beat the Tigers at Tiger Stadium 38-20. So, Coach, we'll start there. What did you learn about the Festus Tigers from beating them several weeks ago?
It was a good game. They had some guys banged up at the time. I know they've kind of battled some injuries throughout the season. So, knowing that, they're going to have some guys back that they didn't have that first round or that first time we played them. It was a good game. It was a good hard-fought game, kind of back and forth. We were able to pull away a little bit in the second half, which gave us a little bit of a cushion. Overall, I feel like both teams are going to be ready to go, and they're relatively evenly matched.
I think the big thing for you, Coach, and probably what any coach will say, is you got to get out to a lead, and you got to be able to sustain that lead. You've done that several times this year. How do you feel like the guys, with a little bit more pressure because this is win or go home mentality, how do you feel like your guys are prepared to handle, you know, getting up 7-0 or being down 7-0 to start?
Well, I think it's very important, to be honest with you. You know, you've got schools like Festus that year in and year out, you know, historically have been able to make, you know, somewhat playoff type runs where they're kind of accustomed to winning a couple rounds of playoffs or make it to district championships and so on. For my guys, we're not. We've never been here before. So we're trying to kind of set the tone for what we want our program to be. And I think it's big for us to try to get out to an early lead and feel confident and know that we've been able to do it before, that we can do it again, that it's nothing more than just another game, and try not to think about anything more than just the next play. So we did get lucky last time we played them, and we were able to get a little bit of a lead early on, and I did think that helped kind of calm the guys down a little bit. So we're hoping tonight to be able to do the same thing.
I guess maybe I could have started off with this question, but when you brought up the Festus injuries, it came to me just now. But as far as health goes for you, Coach, I know last time we saw you, Dominic Punjani was not playing. How's he doing? How's the rest of the crew doing?
Doing better. We had 3 or 4 guys out there for a couple of games, and we were trying to plug some young guys in. We had a freshman kicker that we had to use instead of our regular kicker, and we had to plug a couple sophomores in on the defensive side at linebacker and some secondary spots to try to fill the gap. But as far as playing, yes, everyone is back and suited up. You know, it's week 10, so if your body's feeling good or feeling normal, then that probably means you've been hanging out on the sideline with me, because if not, you should be feeling it if you've been out there battling for the last 9 weeks. So I'm assuming we're like anybody else. We're a little bit sore, but we're okay. We're going to be ready to go.
I gotcha. Coach, one of the conversations we had early on in the season was the development of your wide receivers. As far as athleticism goes, you said you liked the group that you had, but it kind of came down to getting more reps in game to get better. And I think mid-season we talked to you, and you liked the progress that they had. Obviously, with Briar Fisher throwing the football and a guy that, you know, you asked to throw the football quite a bit. Where are the wide receivers in your eyes here in week 10?
A lot better. They definitely have matured throughout the year. Early in the year, they definitely were wide-eyed and nervous, and, you know, you could tell they were very green when we got going. But I think their confidence is just getting better and better each week. You know, kind of understanding the different defenses and different things that people are going to do to them is kind of an important factor that you don't realize until you kind of get into the season and different people try to play you different ways. But I like them. They've been practicing great in the beginning of the season. I don't know if they could have, you know, blocked your grandma. So at least now we're attempting to be better blockers on the perimeter and be able to try to help the team in that regard as well. So I'm proud of the effort these guys really have done. And again, they basically are all new, first-time varsity players, but they've all really worked hard this year to make themselves a lot better. So I've really been proud of the effort and the maturity, I guess, that they've shown over the season.
I gotcha. Coach, you are coming into this match 4-5. Last week, an unfortunate series of events potentially led to a loss to Potosi. And obviously, you want to win going into districts. You want to, you know, you want your guys to feel good about themselves going into districts. What did you say to the guys, you know, or what have you said to the guys over the last several days to you know, if any of them were feeling down, what have you said to them to make sure their spirits remain high as they head into this one against Festus?
I think right after the game it was tough because I know, you know, if you were in attendance, you probably were very confused and frustrated about a lot of the things that kind of went down there in that fourth quarter. But at the end of the day, you know, we thought we had a chance to beat a good Potosi team. We weren't able to get it done. Like I said, there were some crazy things that were going on. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. And had it worked out, I felt like point-wise, we probably would have put ourselves in a position to be able to have hosted this game instead of having to go on the road again. But you know what? Sometimes in life, things aren't fair, and things just happen to you that are out of your control. And in this case, this was definitely one of them. We had to talk about it. We had to get all of our frustrations out there and, you know, kind of come to a understanding, I guess, as a team and as a coaching staff that we really were frustrated about how things happened, but there's nothing we can do. So we moved on and immediately got back to work on Festus once we knew who we were going to play. And that was it. I mean, that's really all you can do. There's no going back. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you, and there's nothing else you can say or do at that point. So you just got to learn to suck it up and deal with it and move on as quickly as possible, and I think we've done a good job with that.
Yeah, I was actually going to follow up with asking how you feel the guys have responded to that and where they are mentally going into this one, and you just said it right there. So we'll move on to something else, and we'll kind of get you out on this, Coach Johnson, and I kind of get all football coaches out on this question, and that is keys to a victory.
I think what you had asked earlier about, you know, trying to get some kind of a lead, I think for us it would be good if we're able to get up and feel confident about what we're trying to do. I know the turnover battle is going to be huge because coming into the game, Festus turned it over a couple times against us and gave up some points. So I think they're probably going to be emphasizing the turnover battle. So if I were to really kind of narrow it down to something, I think the turnovers will play a big factor in it. And at the end of the day, we like to do some things to try to hit some big plays, and they do as well. And so if we're able to hit some plays and they're not, or vice versa, I think that really could be a huge key. So I really think watching those turnovers and then kind of seeing who's able to hit on some big plays will really be a couple of big factors in deciding tonight's victory.
All right, very well. Coach, you feel like the guys are ready for the cold?
Absolutely. This feels like football weather. I know it gets a little tough for the fans sitting up there, but for the guys out there playing, they don't feel it. It feels great. So we're excited to be a little chilly. I know coaches get a little cold on the sidelines, but the guys will be fine. It feels like football weather, so we'll be fine.
Well, knowing you, Coach Johnson, you'll probably be about 80 degrees warmer than the rest of us.
That's fair enough. I can live with that.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you out there tonight.
All right, sounds good. Thanks again.
No problem. Chris Johnson, head coach of DeSoto football. First round of the football district's Class 4 District 1 match for you tonight on KJF, featuring the DeSoto Dragons, the 5-seed, and the Festus Tigers from Tiger Stadium. The Tigers, the 4-seed, as Coach Johnson joins us here on KJF Sports Talk.